It's interesting that the Buddha usually speaks of wholesome qualities in the negative, like non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion.
Yes.
Even the precepts are phrased in the negative.
Yes, yes.
Could you say that that's pointing towards this emptiness?
I never really thought of it like that. I mean, one could make a case for it, certainly. But I think it's a bit, again, a bit more prosaic, in the sense of rather than mandating that you should be generous and kind and selfless all the time. It's just like setting a bar way up here. Sort of, oh, if you can have just non-greed, non-hatred, non-harming, non-dishonesty, you've got a good foundation to work from. Any sense?
Well, particularly with the precepts, where I think it sort of crosses beyond that.
Yeah.
Neurophysiologically, it's the long word, we respond as human beings more effectively to prohibitions or refraining than we do to activities. So that to say I will refrain from killing living beings has a more potent effect on our actions than I will have love for all living beings. That they're literally different parts of the brain that operate those two, kind of following an affirmation and following a prohibition. And so that it seems that the Buddha understood how our minds work, and that in order to actually change the behaviors more effectively, then phrasing things in that, like, non-cruelty, non-harming, and so forth, those have a more effective way of changing the attitude, changing the behavior, changing the speech, and so on. So if you're interested in the... I heard that from a psychology professor called Clifford Saron. I was at a Buddhist conference on meditation and mindfulness, and he gave this very interesting talk, and they say, and it was like mapping out how, in terms of how behavior and how you act in the world is modified, it's more effective to have those refraining from languaging. That brings more of a change of attitude and more of a change of behavior. So that I feel that's part of it. Because, again, the Buddha was a very pragmatic teacher. And so rather than an idealistic one, so it was like, well, what's going to make a difference here? And so that languaging of things in terms of non-greed, passionlessness, harmlessness and so on, that languaging helps to change the attitude, change the behavior more effectively. Clifford Saron is his name. If you want to Google that name, you'll probably find out some more studies. But I felt that was, because many people have brought that up over the years, so that sounds a kind of bit of a negative take on things. So that's a sort of strange way of speaking. Surely, you know, religious teachers should be encouraging, you know, the positive, the bright, the expansive, the glorious. And why did the Buddha, you know, Nibbana, you know, cooling? Like, you're cooling down. It's like, it's not like ultimate realization of absolute reality, you know, or total bliss for eternity. So anyway, I'm not just saying that it just solely depends on that, but the skill of the Buddha as a teacher and finding ways that genuinely help living beings to be liberated, then he chose that languaging. I feel informed by that what really works most helpfully to shift the view, shift the attitudes and behaviors. It's my pet theory on it.